But anyway, okay, well, let's just go ahead and start with a word of prayer, and I'm sure Daniel will come and we'll get this stuff handed out here in a minute. But Father, we just thank you for this day. Just thank you for the wonderful service we had tonight. And Lord, I just pray that you'll just bless our time together, and Lord, just help us as we discuss different topics in the church and what's going on and how to move forward. And I just pray that you'll just give us the wisdom and the discernment that we need to make the right decisions for your work. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, well, Calvin contacted me probably last week or a week before, or a month ago, about presenting something, and I told him that he could come to the deacons' meeting and present it, and it's not something that we're going to make a decision on or anything tonight, but anyway, Calvin, I'll just let you go.
Okay, I've been pestering a pastor probably a month, 6 weeks, 2 months, I don't know, but I'd asked to... this for be a finance meeting as well. Let's talk to the deacons first. It's okay. But just a quick update on finances. That's not what I'm here for. But our bank account right now, as of today, is $105,000 in the bank. That's BB&T. Our mortgage balance right now is $403,000. Next payment due is 9th of June. We've got $21,875 in Chest of Joash. We've got $9,000 in Faith Promise Mission. We've taken in $68,000 in tithes and offerings for the budget. We spent $75,000, so according to the report, we're $7,000 $529 in the hole, spent more than we took in.
For this year, for January?
Yeah, this year on the budget.
So a lot of it, what has come in, $68,000, we spent
$75,000? Right.
Okay, you know, I think a lot of the bills come out at the beginning and then we make it up as an offer.
Well, yeah, some of the things we've paid ahead,
yeah,
looks like.
Yeah, okay.
But what I wanted to talk to you about tonight is... about diversifying some in the church finances. Being the treasurer, I think I have a, I guess you'd say, a fiduciary responsibility to express my opinions on the finances of the church and how to keep us financially stable and so forth. There's a lot of things going on in the world now, and I try to sort of keep current on things that are going on. I don't know how much y'all listen to alternative news media, but the mainstream media doesn't talk about any of the financial problems hardly in the world at all. They sugarcoat everything, entertain us. But the world economy is spiraling down. Japan has just went on a negative interest rate where it's cost you money to keep your money in the bank. Some other countries are looking at that too. Norway, Sweden, Denmark's basically gone to a cashless society, not using any cash anymore, hardly any. The European Union's talking about doing away with a $500 euro note. The Federal Reserve's talking about doing away with a $100 bill. To gradually phase out cash to where we'll be doing everything digital. There's talks of bank holidays where the bank possibly could shut down. A couple three years ago, about, I think it's about 2013, the banks, well not the banks, but the Congress changed banking laws to where we all our bank deposits are considered unsecured loans to the bank. In other words, when we make our deposits to the bank, it's the bank's money. We loan it to the bank. And they also made changes with the FDIC that used to the depositors in the bank were the first ones to be taken care of if a bank defaulted, went bankrupt. They'd pay off depositors first. Law changed. They pay off the bank's bad debts first before they pay off depositors. So FDIC does not have enough money to cover a major bank default. There's limits on withdrawals from the bank. If you've ever gone to the bank recently to try to take out a big cash withdrawal, they'll say, you got to give us a notice, you know, a week or so to take out a big. Of course, they've got the laws, too, where if you do anything over $10,000 or if they say you're structuring deposit or something like that, they can freeze your account. So things are not looking good for the banking system, and they're not very friendly to us. The U.S. banks are also talking about or fielding, testing the waters about going negative interest rates. The economy for the United States is winding down. They say 62% of Americans have under $1,000 in savings. So any kind of big event in a family's life, they're going to have to borrow money. Right now, Canada is going through an economic meltdown. Their grocery prices are shooting up. There's lines in London to buy gold at the banks and stuff because people are scared of the economy. The median net worth of U.S. families have dropped from $137,000 in 2007 down to $87,000 today. That's the mean net value for a family. It's going down.
That includes real estate?
It's just the wealth of a family, the mean wealth of a family.
Includes the home they own.
Yeah,
it?
Everything. Yeah. And we all know there's a rise in the temporary workforce, and the quality of jobs are going down. So across the board, the economy is looking bad. And I would like to see that the church diversify some of their wealth and put it in precious metals. Not so much to try to earn money or count on the precious metal value increasing or whatever, but to have something besides just our bank deposits in case something happened with the banks, that we would still have something of value that we could pay our staff with, that we could carry on operations, take care of our staff mainly. If something like that happened, we wouldn't be paying bills because other people wouldn't be paying bills either. But at least we'd have something of value that we could keep our staff paid and functioning. So I would like to recommend that we consider diversifying our wealth to some degree and investing in some precious metals, specifically silver. If you pass that around. This is just one business that I've done some business with. And anything I'm talking about here and trying to recommend is not something I hadn't already done myself. I've been looking at the economy myself. I'm trying to protect my family and protect my wealth, and I've tried to diversify my stuff also. But that's just some current prices of silver on the back. You've got charts of some lows. November 20th, 2008, silver was at $8.97. April 28, 2011, it hit a peak at $48.48. And then there's another low in January, $13.75. And the silver is starting to gradually, well, all the precious metals are starting to gradually increase in value. And if there's some type of a banking crisis or something, the value, I think, of precious metal would shoot way up. And again, it's not so much for the church to speculate in precious metals, but just to diversify to where we could carry on operations and take care of our staff and do some essential stuff, maybe even take care of some people in our congregation. Now, we don't have a lot of money in the bank. If we had a big resource reserve, I'd say church buy food and stuff like that, because the way things are going, the transportation system across the world is winding down. There's something I never heard of before called Baltic Dry Index, that ships carrying goods between countries, that there's almost no ships carrying goods between countries anymore. It's all stopped because of the economies across the world winding down. And of course, we've got the threat of war in the Mideast, could lead to World War III. I mean, there's so many things that are going on. And I just would like to see the church have options besides just the money in the bank that we have.
Well, that's the good news. Now, what's the bad news? How liquidable is, say we made this sort of an investment, how liquidable is it?
Well, it depends on how much you invest and put in. I would recommend the church buy at least 1,000 ounces of silver. That'd be less than $20,000. And this particular place, they guarantee anything they sell to you, they'll buy back. They don't guarantee the price, but they guarantee they'll buy it back if you buy it from them.
How's this traded? Is it traded on the exchange or private trading, or how's it done?
Yeah, mutual funds.
Any silver we'd buy, I'd say take physical possession of it, keep it in church in a safe or something.
Oh,
like
really?
That. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Don't buy paper silver. There's...
That was my next question.
Yeah, there's an estimate of 100 times more paper silver sold than there is physical silver available. So when the prices of precious metals start shooting up, those people that bought paper, they'll want physical delivery. There's no physical delivery out there because there's not enough metal to go around. On the stock market, the COMEX, they've been selling precious metal they don't have. It's all speculation, and it can't be delivered. So that would cause a spike in prices, too, if something like that happened.
That sounds too much like the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your recommendation is to purchase 1,000 ounces.
At least.
Okay. Store it here at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Custodial questions. One, who has access to it? Number two, how often is it inventoried? Who verifies the inventory?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Sure.
I mean, it's like keeping a stack of cash
right
on the premises, which we don't do.
Well, that might be something we want to consider too, is keep cash on the premises.
Well, that's the only thing, is that if some, you know, somebody finds out about that, some thief or something, they can come in and steal everything, and then you're...
Well, we've got insurance, and as long as we let our insurance company know what we're doing, they may be additional cost or something like that. It may be.
Do you trust the insurance companies more than you do the banks?
Well, in normal times, if something's stole, yes. In difficult times, no. But we got a van sitting out here 24/7. Anybody can come hook up to it and drag it away anytime. And it's been sitting there for years, and nobody's touched it that I know of.
Well, that doesn't have much resale value.
Yeah.
No, but there's things like that.
It's probably just less than a thousand ounces of silver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we'll think about it, and when we have the next finance meeting, then we can talk more about it. But I just wanted to give everybody a chance who's been talking to me about it, just to get out the information, and then you can think about it, pray about it. And we can discuss it in the next finance meeting.
Couldn't there be some? I need one other question answered here, so that I can think about it. Wouldn't there be some front-loaded investment that we'd have to make, some sort of adequate security?
We'd have to buy a safe.
Have to buy a safe. That's the bottom line. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would have to be a good one.
Oh yeah.
And probably would require some modification to the structure to accommodate it.
Oh, maybe. Maybe not.
Well, footprint is something we don't have a lot of here.
Yeah.
So if it could be mounted into a wall or something.
Ideally, it'd be bolted to the floor or something like that. Yeah.
How would that stack up against the same thing in a safety deposit box in the bank?
You don't keep precious metals in a safety deposit box at all.
Why?
One thing the banks tell you not to. And another thing, in the 1930s, the government went in there and confiscated all the precious metal and safety deposit boxes. Mm-hmm. They tell you don't keep anything of value in there. You're supposed to keep,
they're for legal documents.
Keep your will. You know, that's about all it's worth.
Yeah. You're not supposed to keep anything of value in there.
Two quick questions, just yes or no answers. But is there a chance that silver would lose value?
Yes. It always chances. But silver never goes to zero. It'll always be worth something.
Second question is, cash that we have just in a savings account that's FDIC insured, will that go down in value?
Yes.
If they go to negative interest rates. Now, some of us have already seen that. If you've got an account and you don't keep the minimum balance in there, they take a fee every month. Right. We were paying a fee to First Bank for the longest until we complained, and then they stopped
but
charging
not,
a fee.
We're not, and we're also not at negative interest yet.
No.
Well, it's semantics, just like Calvin's talking about. Whether they charge you a fee that winds up being a percentage of your deposit, or they charge you negative interest, the bottom line is it amounts to the same thing. Mm-hmm. You had a depreciation in your investment.
Well, but what I'm saying is we have neither right now in our accounts, correct?
Correct.
Does this, how does this play in the laws of us being a nonprofit?
It's not an issue that I know of.
I mean, we have cash reserve in the bank right now. So cash reserve in the bank versus cash reserve on hand.
Same thing.
I think if it were done, you're going to make money on it or you're going to lose money on it.
Yeah,
I think what Chris is getting at, too, is whether it's an investment or a holding.
Because if you're buying gold and silver, that's an investment. What are the laws for nonprofits in doing investments of that type? I mean, we've got an investment in this property, but it's an item that we use for
every week.
We don't pay taxes on our interest.
I think it'd just be something to look into. The research.
I'm just asking.
Well, that and the cost of storing it. What's the physical volume of 1,000 ounces?
Yeah,
it's like.
Shoebox?
That's about 2 shoeboxes.
I mean, that looks like a shoebox.
Roughly a square foot and a half or something like that.
So you're looking at a safe that's big enough. And
3 cubic foot safe or something like that.
Okay, well, 3 cubic feet, it's not very big.
Yeah, so right here, that's the size right there for 500.
That's about a shoebox size.
9,000, yeah. So you got about 2.
If we decide to go and buy more later on, it would have to accommodate a larger size. Okay. So what's the cost of that safe? Law amount, I'm not sure would be.
I'd like for them to buy a gun safe and have guns, too.
An in-floor unit.
We are a church. We're not a militia.
Well, right. If we did it, it would have to be in the strictest confidence.
Sure.
It would have to be something that just wasn't discussed openly.
And is this something... Here again, how we do our finances around here, is this something that the church needs to be aware of at large?
Yeah. And,
Steve just said, well, we need this in confidence. Are we doing things that were probably against the way we do our finances in this church? And is this approach somewhat... apocalyptic approach?
I think it's actions of a wise man.
Well, who bought a field and discovered, or who discovered a treasure in a field and saved up and bought the field and got the treasure involved. Yeah. I think there's a story like that I read. Did you read that same story?
All right. Well, are there any more questions about it? Like I said, we can think about it. We have I think our finance meeting is in March or April.
April.
And so you have 2 months to think about it, a little less than 2 months. But thank you, Calvin.
In the meantime, watch the price of precious metals.
Yeah.